This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And I got so jealous. And then we ended up going to Citi Field to go watch the Giants at the Mets. Saw Cook and Kipe. We saw everyone there, and I was able to get a Lincecum two-time Cy Young pitcher signed while he was warming up.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. Jonas, who are you taking, though, all things being equal, Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes?
I got to go Bay Area for life.
There you go.
Even though he went to Sarah, I went to Mitty.
There you go.
Bay WCL, Area for baby. Life.
He knows. That was just a landslide. A great call, though, Jonas. I
do
appreciate
think
it.
People are giving us their this or that, so I hope we're writing those down. Now, look, let me give you a just real quick, because the door got brought open on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Godfather. When I close my eyes and I think of Godfather, let me make the argument for Godfather. I mean, obviously, you know, Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
There's so many one lines.
The horse head.
Yeah.
Coming out of the bathroom, shooting dude in the face. I mean, it's an old-time scene.
All right?
Duct taping the gun in the bathroom, and he goes in and he's reaching for it. It's an old-time scene. Old-time scene. But, he just walked in. Bonte Hill. You can only
not Henry. Wait, real quick. Not Henry Hill. Bonte Hill. Thank you. As we're talking mob movies. There you go.
Yeah, I don't mess with the Book of Sugar.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game.
Which one?
KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. In the home of the Golden State Valkyries. Always on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laugh Among Studios. Real quick, Bonte Hill in studio for the entire hour, courtesy of River Island's pre- and post-game host for NBC Sports Bay Area, for the Warriors, and also the Giants occasionally. Bonte, good morning. Now continue.
You do this to me on the day of my daughter's wedding?
The worst impression.
I mean,
ever
make him an offer he care if he's Godfather or Goodfellas. Gotta
Godfather.
Pick one.
Godfather.
You're gonna take Godfather? See, I like Godfather too better than one.
Not even close.
It's not even close.
It's not even close.
Even though Goodfellas is a great movie, it's not even close.
I think it's an all-timer.
It's an all-timer, but it's not the Godfather.
There's tears.
There's levels to this.
So what if Godfather 2 is better than Godfather 1?
Maybe.
Godfather might be the greatest movie of all time.
Yeah. It's not. I think
no, no,
better.
No, but it's in the conversation
I don't
GOAT.
Know why people say 2's better. I get it. I understand
two's
it.
Pretty freaking amazing.
But 1 is amazing, too. I don't know. By the way, Shasky. Yeah, fun last night, I heard. I heard you was on Instagram looking at everybody's story.
Yeah. Hey, how was it, by the way? You were at Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
It was amazing.
Yeah?
It's
put on a good show?
Great show. SZA, Kendrick.
What was it like to be on stage?
I wasn't on stage. No, I wasn't there.
It's a joke.
I wasn't there. I know. Hey, listen. No backstage
passes. I actually said, as I said to him, I'm not mad at you. It's the people that do the dot, 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 dots on their
just
Instagram.
Just unfollow it then.
During, well, that's why I said
mute it. But you
no,
mute it.
I heard your rant and Fillmore had to call it to check you because you're mad at the world for whatever reason. Say, why do you care about what people do at a concert?
No, I don't.
If they want to put their phones up and live through the phone, let them be it. So be it.
I don't need to see it.
That's their life. That's their life. And if you go on Instagram and they're dot, 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 you can know what? Scroll out of the story and keep it moving. Or mute that person.
Exactly.
Or unfollow that person.
Mute is the greatest invention on social ever. Because you don't have to unfollow them and be a jerk. You can just not see their stuff.
Yeah, I was kind of with Spinotti there. I was like, my boy's sounding a little jealous there. He's got a player hating over there. He's a little jealous and he had to come in early at 6 in the morning. Couldn't go because it's not... some 30 for 30 from Sidney Kendrick.
I'm very indifferent on Lamar Kendrick. Lamar Kendrick.
Lamar, whatever. You sound like the old white guy all along. Put your phones down.
Mustard. There you go.
Who is DJ Mustard?
Only
Music at Mission Bay at 11 o'clock. Kids, go home. It's a Thursday night. Oh, that's what you sounded like this morning, man. Loosen up a little bit. You all right over there? Giants are going to win for you today. Giants are going to win.
He called it a propaganda.
No. Jesse called it a must sweep, by the way.
A must sweep?
Yeah. It's a must sweep.
Okay, Harry.
That was a joke.
They never play well in Miami.
Do you know what they're doing?
Oh, they're chilling, probably on jet skis or something.
Beck is at, and a bunch of other guys are at, that golf simulator thing that they were doing for TGL.
Oh.
They all went there to hang out and hit a bunch of golf putts and stuff. I thought I saw Logan Webb on his story in the background somewhere, but that's really cool. That's that thing we were talking about going to go do.
As long as they're not playing dominoes and drinking coffee like the Warriors were doing last time.
Well, the Warriors didn't show up.
And then just getting obliterated by the
game. Well, it was Draymond and Jimmy playing
exactly.
Dominoes. And, you know, remember Draymond did. The video is actually hilarious because Draymond's, boom! And he looks at somebody, boom! I was like, yeah, he's got game 7 intensity at this domino table.
And then came with, like, you know, March intensity to the game.
Well, he had a game happen, and then him on a bio company shut that down.
We were having fun with it. What's the craziest, if you just so, craziest sports story in the Bay Area?
Ever.
What was it?
Ever?
Yeah. There's so many.
Just like when you, what's
Sprewell
the first
choking the coach.
Okay.
What?
Sprewell choking the coach.
It's pretty good.
Carlissimo.
It's pretty good.
I mean, we had a crazy one a few years ago. We don't need to talk about it.
Oh, we did.
As Guru would say.
Yeah, we talked. The Hawaii.
I want to go Hawaii.
Yeah.
I don't want to go Hawaii out here. That's a crazy story. I mean,
Antonio Brown, I said, was the craziest. No, one of the craziest softies.
Alden Smith,
yeah, that's what I said.
Waking up in front of a tree and then playing 2 days later and gets Andrew Luck and the Colts.
He got released, was still hammered. Cron's like, hey, how you doing, Alden? And then the next thing you know, he's playing against the Colts.
Well, I remember the club he was at because I was in college during that time. And somebody was like, yo, Alden Smith's in the club. You want to come through? I said, no, I'm good. And so him leaving the city 5 a.m, ended up in front of a tree. Thank God he's alive and other people are alive. And then he played 2 days later. So there's been a lot of crazy stories.
Dude, Andrew Luck was so good in that game.
You got to remember, though, the Sprewell story. I mean, they hired Johnny Cochran as his lawyer.
Okay.
Johnny Cochran.
And then all the guys were behind him.
Yeah, Brian Shaw.
Yes.
Felton Spencer.
It was incredible.
It was unbelievable.
Sam, can you say the sentence that you said earlier regarding Antonio Brown and Vontaze Burfict? Listen to this sentence.
Yeah, no, so we were talking, like, the reason why I thought the Antonio Brown-Mike Mayock blow-up was crazy was that, you know, AB is going at Mayock and being hit by being held back by Vontaze Burfict, who was the same guy that hit Antonio Brown into another dimension a few years earlier. Just everything going on there was absolutely insane.
I took Big Dog and my boy Ira Philly up to training camp.
How's Big Dog doing? How's he doing?
He's doing great. Big Dog's doing great. Just saw him a couple weeks ago.
Vontaze Burfict.
I took him up to training camp that year in Napa.
Yeah.
It was one of the many days Antonio Brown didn't practice.
Is this with Sean Smith?
No. I'm talking about with Antonio Brown.
Okay, Antonio Brown. Okay.
Oh, the shots missed.
Oh, well, that's another one, too.
That's another one, too. But listen, Antonio Brown. So our boy Levi.
Levi Damian,
who blogs. Yeah. He had a big cast out. He had blew out his Achilles. I was like, so how's Antonio Brown been looking? He goes, man, the guy's never at practice. But when he is, I'm like, damn. This guy's making every play. This guy's a Hall of Famer. He just never was at practice. Not a Sean Smith practice. Papa and I were up there for training camp, and we got Sean Smith over, and he was angry. And Papa and I, it was like some of our best work together. I'm not even going to lie. We were grilling him. And Papa, I was like, man, Papa, you think he listens to the show? Why is he so angry? He goes, they all listened. He goes, Plus, he just got demoted to second team.
And he's about to be in prison in a couple years. Yeah, yeah.
Is that where he's at?
No, he went to prison because he checked the. I think someone beat up his sister, and then he checked that guy, beat that guy up, and then, of course, he was the one that had to go to prison.
Yeah, he beat the hell out of him. Yeah. It was a hell of a story.
Yeah, it was crazy.
4th of July, right? Yeah. Or something like that.
Crazy.
Yeah, he moved the hell out of him in the middle of the street. Yeah.
Was it Jeremy Newberry who got in the fight with his sister on jet skis at a lake somewhere one summer on 4th of July?
I'm leaving that alone. I don't know nothing about that. My name is Ben and I did it.
I got to look that
up. But the AB story, I remember because that was at the old building, and that we were the home of the Raiders at the time, and it was Hard Knocks, and it was him coming in with a hot air balloon, frozen feet, recording the conversation with Gruden, playing it and posting it, and Josh Jacobs as a rookie relived that a couple weeks ago on some podcast. He was like, I was in the room when AB was getting filmed of his release and saying, I'm free, and he ran out, and Josh is like, what the hell is going on right now? Again, the life and story of Antonio Brown is just incredible.
That's not even in the top 10 of crazy stories in the Bay, because it was like he was here and he wasn't here.
Well, no, it was a 2-week stretch of just what the hell is going on.
It was highlight. It was.
Lopez incident is way bigger.
Yeah, well, Monte or Jeff Kitt motorcycle?
Well, no, I went Monte Moped. And then they suspend him for 30 games. I know. And he happens to be healthy at the end of the 30 games.
Sumgarner.
Well, not only that, Monte, his first game back was when LeBron hit the game winner against Rodney Terrio.
I don't even remember that.
Cavaliers. That was his first game back.
Was Rodney Hood on Cleveland?
I don't remember Rodney Hood, but all I remember is Rodney Terrio got isolated on LeBron James, and LeBron hit the baseline jumper to win the game for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
No, that was old. That was old LeBron. Yeah.
Jeremy Newberry and sister Jennifer Newberry from San Francisco Gate got in a huge altercation on boats at Lake Berryessa. He will not be charged with aggravated assault.
Well, I'm going to leave that alone.
That's Jeremy good. Newberry. He wasn't charged,
so what's the big deal?
There you go.
Just a little thing.
How about the Bruce Miller story?
What are we doing on a Friday?
Is this the craziest? Is this
a morning mail-in today?
No, it's the morning crazy.
The morning mail-in? Is that what's happening right now?
Where did we start this conversation? It started off with quarterbacks, and it was the Craig Carton sound that we played.
You guys are desperate.
No.
You guys are playing Craig Carton.
It was Purdy or Hurts.
Hey, you want to talk Giants middle of the order lineup?
Oh, my God. Craig
Carton. I would bat lead off Jung Hoo Lee. Let's start there. Okay, who would be your two hitter?
Elliot Ramos.
Okay, where you put Wilmer? 3?
I got to go Wilmer 3 right now.
And then who's your 4 hitter?
We're going Chapman and Adames.
Chapman, then Adames, okay. And then you're moving Yaz down.
I'm moving Yaz down.
Okay.
And then we go Bailey and second base, Fitzgerald, Goss, whatever it is.
What did you think when they bunted on second and third with one out in that situation? Bailey was the one who really ticked me off because he's, take a pitch, it's a new pitcher.
That was the at-bat that annoyed the hell out of me. First pitch at-bat, you're coming in to pinch hit for Huff. I mean, good Lord, take a pitch. You hit one out the left field, shallow left. You can't even drive the run in after a heads-up play by Willy Adames to go from first to third.
And being aggressive to take and late,
Wade to take second. So, look, they need a hitter. The Giants need a hitter or two. And they're going through a slump right now. It happens in baseball. We'll see what happens when they get back home. But, you guys go for Craig Carton to...
It was just a soundbite. We played it. We reacted.
Yeah, what was the soundbite?
It was Purdy.
He's taking.
You want to hear it?
I just, you went one way. I said, all right, well, then we'll go this way.
Craig Carton, Fox Sports, on Brock Purdy versus Jalen Hurts. Here we go.
Who would you rather be the Jets quarterback, Jalen Hurts or Brock Purdy?
This is easy for me. This one takes no thought whatsoever. He's a far better quarterback. Whoa. Brock Purdy does everything better than Jalen Hurts. And I think Jalen Hurts is a damn good quarterback. He's in my top 5, one of the 9 guys that are in that top 5. But the guy's the machine.
One of the 9 guys that are in my top 5. That was a funny line.
Yeah. So Jalen Hurts coming off Super Bowl MVP, great run. This time last year, I think most people would take Brock Purdy because he's coming off the Super Bowl run himself. He had an incredible season. A year removed now, and we're pivoting back to Jalen. And I know, Vontae, you and I were both pretty high on Jalen, even when a lot of people were down on him.
I was wrong.
No, that's okay. Listen,
it happens a lot, Shasta.
It happens. It happens in life, you know. But
when you're right about so many things, God wants to even it out a little.
But that's what we were talking about, and we were comparing, contrasting those two: Jalen Hurts versus Brock Purdy. And you know what? We'll see.
Listen, Craig Carton, I don't think anybody in America, including New York City, where he worked at for, 10 years?
A long time.
Is looking for...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Craig Carton, quarterback opinions. Craig Carton, I could care less who you would take. First of all, he's a Giants fan, right?
He's a Jets. That's why he said that. Jets.
Jets, but they hate New York, hates Philly. Philly hates New York. All right, whatever. You take Jalen Hurts, fine. Yeah. Or he takes Brock Purdy, fine. Whatever. Brock Purdy's a good quarterback. Jalen Hurts is a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
He is.
Jalen Hurts is a baller. I was more
impressed with the Super Bowl loss.
Against Kansas City.
I thought he played better in that one than the Super
great.
Bowl. But he was perfect almost in the playoffs this year.
He was great. He was great. So, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, Jalen Hurts has a setup. Saquon, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and the best offensive line in football.
Yep.
The best offensive line
in
football.
And that defense is stacked.
So, you know, I'll say this. I hear people say, well, Brock Purdy, if he doesn't have the Avengers, he's not a good quarterback. Every quarterback needs help. Did we not just watch the Super Bowl?
Speaking of help. That's what we were talking about with Antonio Brown. We got into it because even Tom Brady, I was like, yeah, did we watch that last
Bucs
team?
That is how it started.
It was Antonio Brown, Gronk, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Leonard Fournette.
Right.
Like, come on. Like,
and then I asked, what's more explosive? Antonio Brown's social media game or him on the field?
And that's when it took over the craziness. So that's what it is.
But, nah, man,
we're talking OTAs right now.
I didn't know how we got to the Book of Sugar.
No, we don't know. So, yeah,
you know I'm Henry Hill.
Don't worry. And we won't touch Stephon.
Does Matt Higgin know what the Book of Sugar is?
I don't know. What's up with Ricky Pearsall? How are you feeling today about that? It's not ideal.
Well, Herm Edwards, interview we did, said that The coaches need to hold back Ricky Pearsall.
Oh, I have that sound, Bonte. Oh, this time last year on the River Islands guest line, coach, hello, Herm Edwards, talking about Ricky Pearsall, his former player at Arizona State.
He's a guy you got to be careful with. He overworks. He's that kind of guy. And he had some hamstring issues when he was with us as well, you know, because he's one of the guys, doesn't want any rest. He goes 100 miles an hour. You got to protect him from himself, you know, and I told John and them that when they drafted him. I said, the thing you got to do with Ricky now, because he's going to go hard. He doesn't understand this is a walkthrough. That's how he functions. So he'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
So
well,
I tuned in yesterday and said, yeah, Herbert, if I recall, because my recall is up there with the best of them, yeah, you got to protect him, but this leaves a pathway to go get Amari Cooper. I'm dead serious.
Or
go sign Amari Cooper.
So I was bringing up some names earlier, like Nick Chubb's still out there. I would bring him in.
I need a wide receiver.
No, I agree. Like, but let me throw a couple names at you as you bring up wide receivers, because I'm with you. Keenan Allen's out there. You'd rather have Cooper?
I'd rather have
Cooper. Okay, all right. But Chubb's out there right now as a running back. Jamal Williams is out there as a running back. You know, don't those names intrigue me as change of pace guys?
Yeah, and you know what? They may be some camp bodies, because the Niners do have $24, $25 million of cap space this year, so they can add a couple players, and I think they will do that. Keenan Allen actually is not a bad, when you think about the offense and wanting to get the ball out quick. Keenan Allen's a good option. Amari Cooper's a great option, because you know they were okay with trading Brandon Ayuk for Amari Cooper, because you need wide receivers. If Pearsall's going to be straining hammies and OTAs or whatnot, then you know what? I got to protect myself and make sure that I'm protecting my quarterback, my franchise quarterback, with the best assets possible. So bring in a Nick Chubb. Bring in a Jamal Williams. Bring in a Keenan Allen. Bring in a Amari Cooper. I do not care, but you got to protect yourself in case Pearsall cannot stay healthy, which so far, and like, I'm not going to throw the bus word out because I see the bus word. Some people are throwing out the bus word on Twitter yesterday. It's like,
too early.
Relax.
No.
He showed flashes. He showed a lot more than A.J. Jenkins ever did.
No,
I'll tell you that much. He showed a lot more than Rashawn Woods.
He looked good.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
But I have to protect myself just in case this guy continues to get injured with these hamstrings and shoulders or whatever.
No, we said bordering on bust is how we were phrased, because if he just can't get out, there's levels of being an actual bust. There's the play, like a Jamarcus Russell and Ryan Leaf is different than a player like a Trey Lance that he just couldn't get on the field and then that was over. His window closed. And sometimes that just happens.
Solomon Thomas, you're just not good enough.
Or you're just not good enough. Exactly. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. You just weren't good enough. Or you just couldn't stay on the field and be healthy. So there's levels of being a bust, but it doesn't help that I have the coach saying the guy that coached him 6 years ago saying he already had these problems. And those problems, he'll be fine. Well, it's the same problem 6 years ago.
It's not good.
Yeah, I'm not going to freak out yet because the pads are not on yet. You know, it's not training camp.
It is a lot of soft tissue injuries for one guy.
Yeah, it's a lot. So hopefully he heals up and he's ready to roll for week one. But this is why you need to go draft another wide receiver or go sign another wide receiver. Because Ayuk, we don't know when he's getting back. Late October, early November. And he won't be the same this year. He'll be better next season. But you gotta sign somebody to protect yourself. Because I do think this team has a capability of winning the NFC West. I really do. I think people are sleeping on the Niners.
And the other element when you hear him say, you know, you got to stop him from himself. That's like me in a job interview back in the day. I overwork. I work way too hard. You know, I'm too hard on myself.
You overtalk.
You know, I don't know how to turn it off.
Your weaknesses are actually your strengths.
Exactly.
That's what it is. You got to do that. Yeah, I care too much.
I care too much.
There you go.
I'm also not freaking out over CMC videos and this. Here's what I was saying.
Wait, what's going on with CMC videos?
Well, there's an entire argument online regarding like how fast he is, how slow he looks.
Oh,
and my thing is this.
Okay.
Is. Like,
Carter, help me out here. I'm lost in the sauce, man. Are you serious?
Yeah, beat reporters were arguing about how good each guy looks.
Which beat reporters?
No, you know who they are.
A lot of people, all of them.
The greatest beat reporters.
Oh, my God. Relax.
Who want to say that the fight is over. So, anyway, getting back to it. Here's the CMC thing. He's obviously more important than Pearsall. Not that Pearsall is not important. I need him to just do the workouts and just be healthy and get through everything week after week. I don't care how fast he looks or how explosive. Just be ready for week one.
I'm not going to lie, man. I do not miss the day-to-day grind of having to look at Twitter and argue whether or not CMC looks like he lost a step in jerseys and pants. Well, like, are we serious? You, like, he lost his... Let's just keep it on
Christian McCaffrey. Not the injuries.
Well, he's important.
I know he's important.
Well, that's the thing.
The Twitter detectives determined that, he lost a step through a video.
Well, no, a bunch of advanced numbers came out regarding his top speed from 2024.
Ben Solak, ESPN.
Versus 2023, and so people were breaking that down, and then they saw some videos of him. And again, it looked like, to me, he was just getting some work in. It didn't look like he was, in mid-season form. And I don't want him running as fast as possible right now, if there is any tenderness.
No, but
it's not even June.
2024, of course he's not going to be at top speed. He was dealing with the Achilles.
Exactly.
And then next thing you know, he got hurt again.
Exactly.
He got hurt.
And he was running behind a line that was suspect.
And this is what we're talking about. Kyle Shanahan talking to the media yesterday in regards to their running back, Christian McCaffrey, and his health.
Christian is he's as ready as any player I've ever been around. When he gets hurt, he's got to rehab and get better. Right now, he's healthy as can be. We got to kind of protect him from himself. But Christian has a good idea of what he needs to do right now. He's doing a lot less than he normally would do, but I know he's excited on how healthy he feels and the fact that he can get out there.
So that was Kyle Shanahan yesterday speaking to the media in regards to Christian McCaffrey. As healthy as possible, Bonte.
So we're freaking out.
We are.
People collect, not you guys, but the Twitter detectives are freaking out. Saying, I better go get a running back because he's not at top speed.
Well, the only thing with Christian McCaffrey is that concerns me in the Niners, and I'm with you, Bonte. I do think we're sleeping on this team in the totality of it because George Kittle's still really freaking good. Fred Warner's still really freaking good. They got some good players on this team. I do question, though, whether this team is still too Christian McCaffrey reliant. And I get it. Yeah. He's a really good player.
That's why I want another running back.
Yeah, that's the depth.
And not to be the bell cow. Change your pace a little and say, like, those up-the-gut runs, you get a Jamal Williams or you get a Nick Chubb.
Jamal Williams would be nice.
See, isn't that an intriguing name?
He would be nice. Nick Chubb, J.K. Dobbins, I think he's still
available.
There. I love J.K.
But he's another injury.
He gets injured, but I swear to God, at that
he's dynamic.
I thought I was watching the next Emmitt Smith.
It's only 26.
I was like, this guy, he made a cut in the hole against Clemson and went 60 yards. I said, who is that? This is a field with Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields and Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson and T. Higgins.
On a field of Adonises?
In a field of Adonises, for crying out loud. Chase Young was on the field, too. Big Dog City was like, Chase Young's going to be a bust. I promise you, he's going to be a bust. He was not impressed in that game. But J.K. Dobbins looked like the best player on the field. Did he sprain his ankle? Which, to your point, he's always hurt.
Yeah.
He's always been
injured.
Let me
give you another name that I'm
coming
kind
off
of,
a
like,
career
obsessed.
Year, though. Real quick, J.K.'s coming off
a
career year.
He had a great year.
He's a phenomenal player.
Yeah, that's why I kind of, like, if anything happens to Herbert, I actually like the Trey Lance with Harbaugh kind of dynamic because Harbaugh knows quarterbacks. Like, he knows what to do there.
He's going to pound his chest like Alex Smith, just got all that confidence back into him.
If there's something there, Harbaugh will find it for him.
Gosh, who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody about Trey Lance. He came up. It was like, oh, we're so hyped. Oh, it was with World YF and my boy Mondo yesterday before the concert. We had dinner, and Hef was like, man, I wish Trey Lance, man. That was the one. I was like, I just wish Shanahan started him in Detroit. Soft landing, go to Philadelphia, maybe you're 2-0, and if he struggles, you can always go back to Jimmy.
He did throw the first touchdown pass of the year.
I remember that.
Trent Sherfield.
Out at the goal line, and Mark Sanchez was on the broadcast saying, I would be pissed if that was Jimmy Garoppolo.
We started the post-game show, we were up with like 7 minutes to go, and Mahegan's like, start it now! And all of a sudden, Detroit came roaring back, and Buddy's like, we gotta pull the plug on this, we gotta go back to Fox Sports, and we gotta watch the end of this game.
Right. And I told Nahegan, never again. 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Get on now. We're going to get the people. No, people are still watching football, Matt.
The last thing I would say is Matthew Judon's another guy that's out there that I would love to bring in. I guess I was right about something, though. They should have kept Presley Harvin III over Mitch Wisnowski. Come on. You can admit it. I was right about the punter.
Did Percy get a job anywhere?
No, he's still a free agent.
He's still a free agent. He's still out there. So,
but Mitch is also still out there.
Well, Mitch just got cut the other day.
That's my point.
He was a good run. It's a good run. Hey, he was hurt last year, right? The injuries? He was hurt. Pick worth it. Thanks, Mitch, for the memories. It was worth it.
The fourth rounder was worth it.
Fourth rounder.
He got a punter?
Did Mitch Wisnowski make a Pro Bowl?
No, Andy Lee made the Pro Bowl. Him and Leckler, that's when you know your team sucks, when both Bay Area teams are like, look at our special teams punter.
Wyshowski was the lead. He's part of the problem, but he wasn't our main problem. And by the way, your boy Harvin is still looking for a job.
That's what I know.
I don't even think he got a job in the UFL.
I would sign him yesterday.
Did he get a job in the UFL?
Wyshowski signed a four-year, $13 million contract extension back in 2022. Never made a Pro Bowl.
Hey, you know why? Because the Niners weren't punting much. They were scoring touchdowns.
And he had the worst onside kick maybe of all time.
It was pretty bad. Oh, is Carter saying he was an alternate in 2024?
Oh, there you go. There you go. But he didn't have to punt much because the Niners scored touchdowns.
That's what it was.
Four players with over 1,000 scrimmage yards.
Well, his buddy Jake Moody was shanking field goals. So, didn't need either of those guys too
Jake
much.
Jake Moody, big competition. Big competition he kept.
Well, I'm
rooting for Jake. For him.
Yeah, he could hit every kick in practice. Every kick in a preseason game. From here to week one. Week one, game on the line, he goes out there. I have zero faith he's in it.
That's what all kickers are. I don't have faith in kickers. I don't care if it's Morton Anderson, Gary Anderson, Adam Vinatieri.
Vinatieri could be. I disagree. Vinatieri could be 98 years old. And I'm like, yeah, he'll hit this one.
No, there was
a point, same with Justin Tucker last year. Like, there's a point where it comes, Gostkowski was the same way. You start to see the shine wear off these guys, and you got to get rid of them. We are up against it, 888-957-9570. You could text in if you'd like, if you have any questions for Bonta Hill, who is joining us in studio for the entire hour as he does
to call
each and every Friday
night.
What's
he mad about today? Everybody's mad.
He's been happy about stuff lately.
What's he happy about?
He's optimistic about the Warriors and their chances.
He's talking about this Giants post-game host. It's like, dude, the guy's killing it.
We are rolling. Giants.
We are.
Garlic fries and baseball guys appearances.
Hey, you know what? Love it says, I need you on the show. You didn't show up?
No.
Why?
I'm taking a little break.
Why?
Just got a lot of stuff going on.
You got the three houses. You got the pool. Got the softball.
I'm scouting Little punters league. To replace Mitch Kuznowski right
you
now.
You got a lot going on. Shatsky's the biggest man in America, man.
Hey, Giannis, Bay Area, we're still talking about that, Bonte. We're going to talk about it next, as well.
When does free agency start? You better milk it, baby. You got 5 weeks.
Brought to you by Chilton Autobody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Post, as I just mentioned, of Giants pre and post
game numbers.
Bonte Hill made his long last debut with Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. I think I just butchered that. That wasn't your last. It was your first.
I heard it did numbers, man. I heard that episode exploded.
Really?
Ooh. Three?
Ooh.
Four?
How many downloads? Ooh. Not five? Not six? Not seven?
Not 8K?
Huge.
Nah,
nice.
I'm just messing with Shasky, man.
No, it's all sense,
man. You've been hitting the weight room, Shasky. Look good.
Well,
you know?
I'm trying.
Look good, man.
What do you do when you go?
You look exasperated, bro.
No, I think that you thought that my opening rant was directed at you when it wasn't.
No, it wasn't directed at
me.
I didn't think that at all. Because
okay.
I posted Squabble Up, Anna Was Dancing, and I posted just everybody kind of leaving.
I just think my overall thing is that when I see people on their story, and I see this at graduations.
You're so bothered by that.
What?
It's the never-ending story. Great movie, by the way.
Exactly.
Betrayal.
The Great Nothing. Exactly. Betrayal.
Dude, that was a great movie. That was when the horse died. It was really sad.
Of course, but then he comes back.
I know.
The Luck Dragon.
I know. It's so. You're a never ending story, Bonte.
It came on. You know what? What channel it came on? What is it? UPN. It should come on UPN all the time.
Yeah.
And then Fox sometimes. KTVU, little Saturday afternoon.
Artax. That was the name of the horse.
Artax.
That's right.
I don't think I've ever gotten to the. I've never watched that movie from beginning to end.
It's
I've
in always pieces.
Like, jumped
yeah.
in. It's in pieces. It's all on television.
There's commercials and everything.
Yeah, commercials. You know, what? I'll ride it. Yeah. I'll ride it out.
Speaking of riding it out, that's what Warriors fans did after Steph got hurt. They had to ride out the rest of this postseason, and it was tough to watch. Couldn't win a game when he went down. Now we've watched Oklahoma City advance, pretty much just dismantle the Minnesota Timberwolves in the conference finals, Bonte. I want to get your thoughts on that, and obviously... the Pacers and Knicks, now that's going to a game 6 in Indiana. We'll see if the Pacers can wrap up business there. I think they might blow them out. But if they don't win that game, then it is a juicy, very juicy game 7 back in Madison Square Garden. But just talking about that Western Conference, after watching what Oklahoma City did to Minnesota, as a Warriors fan, like, does that piss you off more that, man, that Timberwolves team, we couldn't win one game against that Minnesota Timberwolves team, or was it, damn, maybe Oklahoma City is just better than everyone else. Maybe they would have done this against the Warriors had they advanced, even with Steph.
Both are true.
Oh, okay.
Oklahoma City, they're better than everybody else, and they've been like that all season long. you know, it was funny because around the All-Star break, talking to a couple people with the Warriors, they thought if they matched up with Oklahoma City, they could beat them in 5 games. They felt really good about that matchup.
Before or after the Jimmy trade?
It was after the Jimmy trade, All-Star break.
They thought they could.
They thought they matched up really well with Oklahoma City. But, you know, it is disappointing. I'm not pissed, but it's disappointing they couldn't extend that series for Steph to at least see some drama because, you know, let's face it, some of their big dogs didn't play well. You know, when the one guy who played well, and I know everybody say, well, they lost and he's an empty player. Well, Kuminga looked like one of the better Warriors on the team. And Joe Lacob wasn't lying when he heard people in the stands saying, man, that Jonathan Kuminga guy, oh, my gosh, because I've done national hits. And there's like, what's going on with Kuminga? Why isn't he playing?
Craig
so there's a disappointment. Not Craig Hart, definitely. He ain't talking about a lucky guy. You know, guy goes
prison.
Goes in prison.
Yeah.
Gets out, gets a job on Afternoon Drive Radio, WFAN. Now he's on the big time, man. What a life.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Lawyered up, right? Craig Carton. But, lawyered up, Craig Carton. I mean, what a life. Guy goes from prison straight to Afternoon Drive. Oh, it's unbelievable.
That's called America right there, and that is a success story. All right, Bonte? Yeah, you can't tell me otherwise.
I've never tapped into anything he's had to say. I'm an Evan Roberts guy, personally.
So a couple of stints at 850, and I'll be on NBC Bay Area.
I guess you'll take my job. You know what I'm saying?
San Quentin.
But the direction of the franchise. I think they want to run it back with Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond, and they look at the record with Jimmy Butler. But I also think there's another side to this big three or whatever you want to call it with Steph and Jimmy and Draymond that, boy, they're going to be 38, 36, 36 by next year's playoffs. And if you're watching the conference finals and you're watching Indiana, long, athletic, fast-paced, young dudes in their prime, mm-hmm. New York Knicks, hell, they saw the New York Knicks and they beat them twice, but once was without Cat and once was without Brunson, and you barely skated by. Oklahoma City. They didn't play Oklahoma City since Jimmy's gotten here.
And Chet got hurt
months ago against the Warriors.
Yeah.
They're a different team.
Very different.
And they are scared.
Wallace and Joe. They got so many guys coming in waves.
Point of attack defenders, rim protection, you name it. And then Minnesota. We just saw Minnesota. Right. Now, Minnesota showed flaws against the Warriors. They turned the ball over 20 times in three consecutive games against the Doves. But you see Jaden McDaniels. All right, Anthony Edwards. Even Rudy Gobert was protecting the rim against the Golden State Warriors. Sure. And nothing on the Warriors here translates into an easy basket. So they're not rocking a hard place. Do you stay loyal to trying to milk this thing and go another year with Jimmy, Dre, or Steph? Or do you go out there fishing and try to go big game hunting? And I think, knowing Joe Lacob, he's going to go out there big game hunting.
So
he's enamored. I know for sure he's enamored with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Enamored with him. Now, what does it take to get him? Who knows?
What does it look like? I mean, to get Giannis, like, there's no other way to get him financially without including Jimmy or Dre.
Yeah, you got to move off one of those. There's no way you're going to move off that because of the spacing and the way you can. It doesn't look right. If you have all three of those guys, Giannis, Dre, and Jimmy, how are you going to have spacing?
No, but I'm talking about financially to make
financially. You're going to have to move one of those guys. There's no doubt you're going to have to move one of those. And then it starts with Kuminga.
Yeah. Well,
there's a couple issues with Kuminga. Now, you know, because I've been hearing Steve,
but
he's been on a lot of podcasts.
Who's guarding anyone on the perimeter?
That's exactly my point.
Look, is Cam Johnson a nice player? Yes. So in this hypothetical, you trade away Kuminga. Cam's not guarding Shea.
No, he's not.
Cam's not guarding Ant.
Not.
Okay?
Not.
Cam's not guarding Halliburton.
Not. And Brooklyn doesn't even want Kuminga.
No.
From what I hear, Brooklyn doesn't even want Kuminga.
That's the latest.
So this whole rumbling about Brooklyn this and Brooklyn that, from what I hear, Brooklyn's not interested in Kuminga. They're trying to just reload, chill for a second, get their books right, and then make a splash. Because remember, they got five picks from Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, with three or four first-rounders.
So they're sitting pretty right now. But I hear rumblings are they're not really that interested in Jonathan Kuminga. So with Kuminga, you know, I'm hearing Steve on these podcasts, and he's talking about, you know, we want to be Sean Marion, we want to be like that, which is great, right? But you know what's funny? Steve was the GM of the Phoenix Suns. And Mike D'Antoni was coaching that team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Steve did?
Traded him away.
Traded him away for Shaquille O'Neal. You think Shaq fits Mike D'Antoni's offense?
No.
So
that version, so to me, especially.
I'm like, wait a minute. So I'm thinking to myself, man, he wants him to be Sean Marion, but he traded Sean Marion at one point. Now I get it. They're in a different inflection point with the Phoenix Suns. But if I'm Jonathan Kuminga, I want to get the hell out of here. Because you started this season. Didn't he start like the first few games this year?
Yes.
And then he was to the bench.
Well, remember, there was the Shams thing. Bench. Well, and it was all like.
Don't forget, Draymond. You know, selflessly went to the bench for a game and a half.
For a game. So,
that was
if I'm
big.
Kuminga,
that was big of Draymond.
If I'm Kuminga, I want out of here because you hear Steve saying, yeah, we're going to start with Kuminga, Jimmy, Dre, and Steph. If I'm Kuminga, I'm 22 years old. I'm trying to get my career on track. I got to go. I got to go flourish somewhere else. I'm not saying that's what he's thinking.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but where. What's the market for him as a player? And then what's the market for him as a player? For the money that he's looking to command, how many teams out there are giving him what he's looking for on both ends?
I don't know the answer to that because
how many
I'm not
do you
these
think are out there? I don't know.
I think there's a few who looked at the conference semifinals saying, "Damn," because I know for sure there were some scouts around that series. By game four, they were like, "This guy was picking up DMPs, man. He may have been your best player on the floor in game three."
Jesus,
there's scouts. So I'm thinking to myself, so there's going to be somebody out there intrigued with Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know who. I don't know who's going to spend money. And by the way, again, for the 1,500th time, the Warriors didn't offer him a deal. So we don't know what he was asking
for. So he didn't.
They never even. Go get Anthony Slater on the phone. They never even offered him a deal. So this whole thing that he said no to $30 million. What $30 million? Numbers wasn't even exchanged with Jonathan Kuminga, which is a smart play by the Golden State Warriors because you finally got your books in order and you can say to a player, you're a restricted free agent. Go out there and ball. We'll compensate you. But we need to have leverage for ourselves moving forward because we just got out of the luxury tax and we don't want to hit the first and second apron. We don't want to freeze our picks. So let's just chill for a second. So this whole narrative that he said no to $30 million because he wanted 35 was crap. He would have took it. I guarantee you, Jonathan Kuminga, if he would have got offered $30 million a year, he would have took that deal. I put my bottom dollar on that.
Well, wait, okay, so say, I want to make sure we repeat that because that's important. The report that came out at the beginning of the year, he rejected $30 million.
I don't know. Where was the report at? Who reported it?
I forget where that even came from.
Who reported it?
I don't know.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, who reported it?
So you're saying the Warriors never offered him a hard number?
They never offered him a hard number, Shasky.
Okay.
Slater just wrote it again.
No, that's why.
I text Slater. Okay. I text Slater like 2 months ago. I said, Slater, if I'm not mistaken, he never got offered a deal. He goes, yeah. I don't know why people are bringing it up. So I don't know where this fake news came from. I really don't.
Do you anticipate... Okay, what is the chance, what is the percentage, the likelihood of Kuminga staying with the Warriors? Regardless, last week
I said 90% that I think he moves on. I may be at 80% because I underestimated how much Joe Lacob loves this guy.
Yeah.
Joe Lacob loves Kuminga. They love him. Love him. And I remember just whenever he was talking to me, Jimmy, Steph, Draymond, and then JK. So it's a disconnect, man. Is Jonathan Kuminga going to play the way Steve wants him to play? Or does Kuminga want to move on elsewhere and say, you know what, I just want to flourish and help lead a team and get my career rolling?
So going back to that contract dispute, the negotiations were about $5 million apart. That was per Anthony Slater, R95.7 The Game, Warriors Insider, and The Athletic, obviously. So there was never a formal agreement on any part or anything. There was about... negotiations happening between $35 million, $30 million, but no one. There was no agreement or anything. It was just discussions and nothing.
I think Slater's walked that back. And from what I'm understanding,
there was no numbers.
There was no numbers. No numbers passed back and forth.
So he's walked that.
Imagine that. All right. 30 to 35 million. And Kuminga's going to scoff at $30 million.
Well, I think that's the impression of a lot of people of why there was so much frustration with Jonathan.
And that was back November 1st.
And that feels really unfair to Jonathan if that got out.
I asked a few people. I was told no numbers were even passed along.
Okay.
So maybe I'm wrong, but what I was told, and I trust my source, there was no numbers passed back and forth because I have a hard time believing Jonathan Kuminga is going to say no. See, imagine that. Jonathan Kuminga, if he signs that deal at $30 million a year, he's coming in the locker room, walking into the locker room as the second highest paid player on the Golden State Warriors.
Wow, that's a good point.
So, really good point. You know what I'm saying? You don't think Jonathan Kuminga is taking that deal?
At that time. Because they had Wiggins. Yeah, that's a good point.
And it's unproven? Like, you think Kuminga's going to just say bye-bye to $30 million? And now, he could say, I'm a bet on myself. That's $30 million, man. You do the math over 5 years.
It's a lot of money.
$1.50.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. So then I guess my question to you is this. If your impression is Kerr feels some way, Jonathan feels some way. Is there somebody that could be the mediator to be able to bring these two together and find a happy medium? And I know Lacob loves him. How does Dunleavy feel?
That's the key.
How does Steph Curry feel?
That's the key.
I know you don't know exactly, but
you kind of stole the thunder there. I think it has to be Mike Dunleavy. And Mike Dunleavy has to see what's the best way to move forward with this team. Now, when you watch these playoffs, and you see what's happening in these playoffs, you're noticing that the old guard has basically been a passage towards postseason. The old teams are being knocked out. LeBron James, the Warriors, the Clippers. Like these old teams are getting wiped out.
How are we going to defend these power forward and center combos? Look at the last four.
And I love Dre, but Dre's not defending these guys. Well, that's my thing. And I'm not trying to come down Draymond's road. But if he's the greatest defensive player ever, and I'm only getting 26.5% shooting from the three-point line and 30 from the field, and he admitted it going into Game 7. Man, I've been awful in the first six games against the Rockets. He entered Game 7 with more turnovers than assists. All right? And in the Minnesota series, Julius Randle cooked, and he admitted he took my lunch money.
No, he destroyed
it. So if He's not doing that at a high level anymore. What looks better moving forward? A big three of Jimmy, Dre, Steph? Or a combination of a superstar Steph and maybe JK? I think some people, if you had a choice of saying Giannis, JK, and Steph, Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy, I think a lot of people say, give me Giannis, JK, and Steph.
We actually had a funny conversation yesterday, Bonte, and listen, it's probably not going to happen, but it was interesting to talk about. It was kind of our own this or that yesterday. Hey, what'd you even think about if this was a possibility? Someone had written an article, just one of those like hoop type things or whatever. Was it the Blue Man Hoop?
I have a new segment. It's called the Aggregator Hour.
It was the Aggregator
Hour.
Where I grab
something that someone's written somewhere and we either laugh, we discuss, we whatever.
And it was DeMontis Sabonis for Draymond Green. And it was interesting. And it got us talking about it. Exactly.
I'm not doing that.
No. But my whole thing was, the same scenario played out with Steph getting hurt in that game one. I do think if I swap those players, Draymond and Sabonis, I do think we win a game. I do think the offense of Sabonis that gives me enough to where with Jimmy and JK, we can win a game.
You're right.
In that case, we get stepped back.
I'm not a Sabonis fan.
I know you're not.
Had a hell of a year.
But the defense is not what it used to be at Draymond. And if the offense is pretty much nothing, like, at what point are we just going to talk about the player that he is right now? Yeah. That's kind of a bench roll guy.
Right.
That's kind of a bench roll guy.
Yeah, I mean, and then you're paying $25 million
exactly.
And he has a player option.
Exactly.
So I think the Warriors need to go into this offseason open-minded. Open-minded to be willing to do whatever you got to do to improve the team, because you cannot sit back here and watch these conference finals and say, yeah, we had a shot against Oklahoma City.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Especially with the series being played every other day.
I'm watching this, and all I keep thinking is, all right, so if you get rid of JK, who the hell is guarding Luka? Kyrie when he comes back, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Edwards.
You can even say Cooper Flagg. Look at that guy.
I'm just going to the next guy coming.
No, but like,
he's coming. And Wimby. Did you get to San Antonio? I mean, Wimby and the Houston Rockets with Amen Thompson and company.
There's a power forward and a center on all these teams, a traditional style. One of them's a scorer, one of them's a defender, and then every team has an elite perimeter offensive player.
Here's the thing, and I think Warrior fans need to come to grips with this. And watching that Celtics City doc really like reemphasized how hard it is to keep things going. And the Warriors have had a great run. Think about it, from 2012 till now.
Unprecedented.
They've been in the playoffs, second round this year. This has been a hell of a run. Four championships, some of the greatest games in NBA history. I still can't get over the OKC Warriors series back in 2016. I still haven't gotten over that one. Dynasties come to a crashing halt. And the one team that got close to extending their dynasty was San Antonio. But then there was a rift between Kawhi Leonard and some of the players, and he got traded. That was the last link. That was done. The Celtics tried it. Len Bias dies a day after the draft. Reggie Lewis dies, who was an all-star. The Bulls just didn't. They just imploded and broke it all up. Shaq and Kobe didn't get along, so they broke that up with the L.A. Lakers. KG has a knee injury, and Boston doesn't go back. It is hard to continue to play at a high level and continue this dynastic run and compete for championships. So the conversation with the Warriors I think they're having right now is, do we have enough to compete with those teams left in the conference finals and last year, because you got to get through the regular season too now.
And then get through the playoffs. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in the closeout game, the game before, is hunched over. They've had close to maximum rest. They had the 2 weeks to end the year, and then they had the week off after the season ended. Then they finished their first round matchup pretty quickly, and their second round matchup. He's hunched over, exhausted in the final minutes. And I'm thinking, and we in our 30s? The road we traveled, we're going to beat them? No, I was wrong.
I just you got to have some hard conversations. And if you do run it back, does it look more like a retirement tour? Does it look like do we really have a chance to compete? Or does Dunleavy find the right pieces to fit around Dre, Jimmy, and Steph and make this thing happen? And maybe Kuminga nets you that, but you need to address the point of attack defense. There's no doubt about that.
We also need to address Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
How do you like that, Mr. Okay. Bonte?
I'm watching the game the other day, and I see that the crew is out there. This is the we talked about it a little.
Two live crew?
No, the crew to like
rake the field, okay? And this kid,
oh, Detroit,
falls on the ground. Falls on the ground.
That's hilarious.
Well, he was like, was he raking? I don't even know what he was.
Yeah, dirt. The dirt.
He was raking or something. Yeah.
What? Did he blow his knee up? What ended up happening?
Did you see the guy with the EMT coming out there? Just kind of lollygagging up there.
The kid had his knee Navarro Bowman shredded. And I don't know if he's yelling at someone in the stands or if he's doing it to the cameraman. He just flips everybody
off. The bird.
And we're just stuck with a guy on the field who was raking it. I've never seen that in my life.
And Fleming being like, oh, can't do that, as they pan away from him when he flips
the
bird.
You were doing the studio. What were you guys saying?
We were laughing like, what the hell is going on here? That's what we were saying. What happened? I still haven't seen the video of what actually happened. All I saw was he was on the ground and there was a delay. And as you know, Brebbia was ready to give up the game.
Brebbia. By the way, Giants can only muster up 5 runs in that 3-game series. Detroit's good, man. They're really good.
They scored, I think, what did the Giants score now? 12 runs during a 6-game series road trip. They're obviously 2 runs a trip. Two runs a game so far in this trip. I'm 1-3, by the way, of my record on close game shows. So maybe we need to get Laura Britt back.
Where's Laura? Get her back here.
She's getting a little mini vacay. She deserves it.
Good for her.
My final thought. Shout out to all the graduates.
Yep.
Everybody graduating. Kindergartners, TK, fifth graders, middle schoolers, eighth graders, high schoolers, college, master degree programs, whatever it is. Shout out to all you graduates. You did it. You're done. Now go enjoy summer.
There you go. That's great. What yours was the Detroit? All right. Mine is, can we get the Knicks to force a game 7? That's what I want to do. I want chaos. It's been too... just a cupcake thing for OKC in Indiana. Can we get a good series? Because I don't think we're going to get one in the finals. I think whoever comes out of the East is going to get absolutely destroyed by the Thunder.
Did you hear the news?
What's the news?
There might be a Willis Reed moment in Game 7. Tim Donaghy might come out of the locker room to help the NBA get the New York market involved.
No, I want
a Willis Reed moment. He comes running out, finger
Scott
in the air.
Foster, can we get him back?
No, I want Indiana, Oklahoma City for all the people's sake. The ratings are going to be terrible.
Indiana's
I'm not
fun.
Watching this.
Oh, that's
Oklahoma
be fun.
City, Indiana. It's like, yeah, tell me you're not a real hooper then.
I just want a fun series right here. I'd go to game 7. I think OKC would handle it. I think OKC would handle
it. Two things
would
be true. But you know how people are going to, like, my mother-in-law.
Oh, my God, the ratings. Indiana. Oklahoma.
But that's what a lot of casual people think.
Yeah, that's why I don't.
Did you enjoy the Arizona Diamondbacks versus the Texas Rangers?
Absolutely. I did.
More than Yankees Dodgers?
I did. I enjoyed it just as much as Yankees Dodgers. I enjoyed it. It's a World Series. Corbin Carroll, those Texas Rangers, Bruce Bochy, Singer, Corey Seager, Marcus Simeon, those guys are Texas. Are you kidding me? Nathan Eovaldi looking like Madison Bumgarner in 2014.
Tommy Pham turning into the greatest postseason player of all time D-backs.
He slapped the hell out of that ball. Championship level play. That's me. I'm different. I'm different than a casual. That's why I'm not a casual.
He's different.
I'm
right
cut
there.
From a different cloth.
It is.
You know, everybody could be me.
They call him Bonte Different Hill.
Well, I was going to say Bruce Willis.
Oh, okay.
Die hard.
Die hard. I'm watching.
I feel bad for
Bruce. I'm watching Champions League final. I'm watching all this stuff. The French Open's on right now.
Hey, Bonte.
Come on, Shasky. Bonte. Bring your horizons.
Less than a year.
You know, I'm just well-rounded.
Less than a year. World Cup.
Oh, I know.
In the Bay.
I can't wait.
Let's go, baby.
There's a kickoff party I got invited to. I'm going one day, I think.
Are you?
Yeah.
Dude,
you guys want to come?
Dude, I'll be locked
That'll
in.
That'll be the only cheering. When the ball gets kicked off, then you're going to wait. Nil-nil.
See,
we're
that's
going to injury time.
You don't understand the great game of soccer.
It's too nuanced.
I'm too busy playing golf.
It's too nuanced for him.
Imagine saying golf is more exciting than soccer. And I love golf.
Scottie Scheffler is way more exciting than
Lionel Messi.
You didn't watch the FC Barcelona and Inter Milan, huh?
I mean, the U.S. Open's coming up, bud. I mean, get ready.
You didn't watch Arsenal with PSG.
And then we got the Open.
That was Fast 5 brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all your devices. Thank you to Bonte. Thank you, Shasky, Lubman, Carter, all of you. Stein and Goon next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.